Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Steely Dan bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chris Wascovides is our guest. Chris is the author of Cybersecurity Program Development for Business, The Essential Planning Guide. You got a new book coming out, Chris. Privacy
yes,
Regulations and Cybersecurity. Is that the new book?
That is the title. It's almost the sequel of the first, Privacy Regulations and Cybersecurity, The Essential Planning Guide. And it addresses all of the things that we are hearing these days with the new laws about privacy, what regulations we have to comply, and how do we change our cybersecurity program to be privacy first.
Exactly. Thank you for that. And folks, that book's coming out later in the year. Let's talk about cybersecurity. We were touching on it at the end of the last segment. Cybersecurity is for businesses, has to be, we have to be as diligent, maybe even more diligent than locking our doors at night and turning on the security system. We have to be more diligent because there are, in our businesses, in our homes, when we go off on vacation, we basically don't expect there to be one person, let alone 100 or 1,000 a day, coming up checking the locks on the doors to see if they can get in. That's what's happening in our networks, in our computers, isn't it? And this is something that you talk about all the time, you help people with all the time. We have to be more diligent with our networks, with our computers, with our cyber activity than anything else, right?
Yes, we do. You know, it's funny that you mentioned locking your apartment versus locking your network. I live in a building in New York City. I do not lock my doors. I have doormen. I have everything. The building is secure. But I have two firewalls in my apartment for my network in the apartment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two digital firewalls. One of the things that maybe will dramatize this for people is we know that there are state bad actors out there, North Korea, Iran, Russia, but especially China. Is it no one spending more money, assets, time, and effort in being a cyber bad guy than China is? Would you agree with that?
Yes, and we, like you said before, we're in the middle of a cyber war, but we're also in the middle of the greatest competition for resources, which is human mind, in the history of humanity. And China is investing incredible capital in getting the best brains on the planet to work for them in artificial intelligence, in big data processing, and in cybersecurity. Plus, the companies that they have are state-owned, so they can penetrate networks, they can infiltrate just by putting out their own hardware.
Their sovereign goals are wrapped in their economy and their cyber activity. In America, ours is not. We're decentralized. This is a democracy. We have a free, we have liberty in America. We can move around, do our own thing here. That is a vulnerability. As wonderful as it is, it makes us vulnerable to states that are organized and putting resources toward penetrating us, and they're doing it with their 5G Huawei systems, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Absolutely, that is a huge vulnerability. It's been discussed repeatedly on this, and I mean, really think about it. Who would trust a mission critical infrastructure to a company that's known to have direct links with the Chinese government?
Right. And it's now this week. This week has been revealed that there's definitely an absolute known backdoor from the Huawei mobile systems, and apparently it's the best in the world. Apparently their systems are the best in the world. We should want their technology, but if you adopt their technology, there's a backdoor to everything you're doing directly to the Chinese government. We now know that, don't we, Chris?
Yes, we do, and it's the first part that should be really scaring us and very alarming. The fact that the Chinese have the best technology, you know, we should stop right there and say, what happened?
Why?
What happened? We have the best universities, we have the best brains, we have the best resources, and all of a sudden we are ceding the fact that the Chinese are having the best technology in 5G wireless, and it doesn't stop there. They also have the best supercomputers. They also have artificial intelligence. Yeah, what is going on here? Why are we ceding ground to the Chinese? This is the competition. We used to be the empire, and now we're losing ground to the new empire, the Chinese empire.
There's an analogy I want to use with Russia, with the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union spent so many resources on their military that they were not able to keep their economy going. It was because their economy and the military were not connected. And so the Soviet Union collapsed because they spent so many resources on 20th century military ordnance and equipment. It didn't help them from a geo-economic standpoint. The Chinese are doing the same thing, but their work is with digital, with cyber, with technology, and it is becoming a 21st century type of ordinance that works in association with the economy, doesn't it? I mean, this is why their investment, like Russia in their ordinance, their investment in their digital ordinance is actually paying off for them and making them stronger.
Yes, absolutely. It's paying off for the Chinese, but don't forget, it's also paying off for Russia. Russia has wised up on the same thing. How do you think the 2016 elections got hacked? Right now, the biggest threat is the census and the current elections coming up. Mm-hmm. All of these are under very, very, very serious threats from the Russians.
And don't think that either one of these bad state actors care about whether they're hacking Republicans or Democrats. They just hack.
Right,
quick break,
right
back with Chris Muscovites after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.